Guys, being laid off is never an easy experience, I can tell you firsthand. It was difficult to stay positive, especially when you're struggling to find a new job or facing unexpected financial hardship that you were not ready for. You were not ready for it at all. But don't forget that there is a way to turn these lemons of life into lemonade. Layoffs can give you a valuable insight into your career and help you make better decisions going forward. Hey there, awesome folks. This is Mentor Shelley wanting to make sure that you become a better version of yourself professionally. And in this particular, whether you're listening to this audibly on my podcast, or you're listening to this or you're watching this on YouTube or any other of my channels or on my website, know that life does give you lemonade. Life does give you lemons. And of course, you have to make sure you make lemonade or make the best of a bad situation. But I want you guys to really look into this and understand that layoff does not always mean, you know, it doesn't always have to mean, oh, gotta find another job. And it doesn't have to mean stress. It doesn't have to mean, it actually can open up some opportunities for you. Just roll with me on this, okay, guys? So we're going to just touch on three different things that a layoff can actually do for you and actually help to propel your career in the right direction. Now, first thing, take stock of your strengths and your weaknesses. It is time to assess, guys. It is time to assess. What can I offer? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What can I offer the marketplace after this unexpected layoff? That's usually the part that is the kicker for us. It's the unexpected part. So, when a layoff happens, it's natural for us to ask ourselves why it happened. This self-reflection can be uncomfortable, but also necessary for personal growth. Try thinking about what strengths you brought to the table. Example, hard work ethic, creative problem solving, and what weaknesses you may have had. For example, inability to work in teams, too much perfectionism. You know, this will give you a better understanding of where your strengths and weaknesses lie so that you can build them up going forward. As a matter of fact, I also have a free resource that can help you with this. You can go to mentorshelley.com/DCG, which is the Dream Career Guide. You can download that, print it, and literally sit and make a note of what your strengths and weaknesses are professionally. Guys, if you know where you are, then you know where you're going. And this is one way to get started with that. Now, the second point. The second point I want to make, or the second thing I want you guys to keep in mind, is thinking creatively about your future opportunities. It can be tempting to think that the only job opportunities available are those that are directly related to the current career path you're on. But this is never true, guys. This is also another opportunity for you to explore a whole separate career. Layoffs offer a chance for us to step outside our comfort zone, of course, and think more creatively about our potential future roles. For example, if your background is in marketing, maybe now is the time to look into jobs in sales or customer service instead, because those are closely related roles. Or if your background is in finance, there could be opportunities out there for project management. You know, keep an open mind about the type of roles that could potentially suit your skills and help you broaden your horizons and ultimately increase your chances for finding a good job fit. Understand, guys, as part of the strengths and weaknesses exercise, in that Dream Career Guide, you can also document your transferable skills. It's not only for that one industry. It can be for multiple industries. So go ahead and dive in, get to writing. That, of course, I know I'm giving you homework, but this homework is going to help you take your career to the next level, because that is definitely what this opportunity provided to you. And of course, point number three, learning how to network effectively. If there's never ever been a time that you need to network, it is now. The layoff is giving you the time, although you weren't necessarily looking for it, the time to truly network with others, and doing it not just offline, but online. Networking is essential for your career success. As a matter of fact, there's more people getting jobs through networking than they are applying for them online. And layoffs provide an opportunity for us to learn how to do it effectively. The key there is not just connecting with people who are already in positions of power. It's also about connecting with those who have similar interests or work in the same fields as you do or the same fields that you want to go into. Take advantage of social media platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook groups, attend industry events, you got time, reach out to former colleagues, take every chance you get of meaningful connections with people who can share similar interests or experiences as yours. Growing your network will allow new doors of opportunity to open up over time. Do you have the necessary tools to network? Guys, it costs $20 at Office Depot to get some new cards. You can go on canva.com, put a business card together for free, and get them printed for $20 or $30 and pick them up at the FedEx store. You have to have at least business cards with the industry you are involved in or want to be involved in when you go to these networking events in person. Have those cards ready or have that information ready to email to people when you're communicating with them online. It's always best to get ready so you don't have to, always best to be ready so you don't have to get ready. At the very least, have those or have a comprehensive like flyer list of what it is that you can offer people. This may also be another an opportunity for you guys to work and start doing freelance work. There's so many opportunities here, guys. A layoff can mean that it is time for you to step out and be the entrepreneur that you truly want to be deep down. In many ways, your layoff can be seen as an opportunity rather than something negative. Take stock of your strengths, guys. Think creatively about your future opportunities and make sure you take stock and make sure you actually document your transferable skills, what your strengths and weaknesses are. In the Dream Career tool that I provided to you earlier at mentorshelly.com/DCG, which is a Dream Career Guide, you can also use the layoff as a stepping stone towards greater success, both professionally and personally. So remember, when life does give you lemons, make lemonade and take lessons and make lemonade, because action is required in order for that to happen. I want to make sure you have what you need to take your career in the direction that you see fit. I have a career revamp program. You can go to mentorshelly.com/CRV where you can sign up for my career revamp workshop that is specifically geared to the people that are laid off. This is a workshop that I want to make sure that I want you guys to attend, not just with the, oh, I'm just going to talk to you guys and give you frivolous information. It's going to be detailed pack, action pack. So if you're looking to continue in the career you're in, go in a different career path, or go ahead and start your freelance/entrepreneurial journey. In either of those situations, the workshop is there for you. So go ahead and go to mentorshelly.com/CRV and join me in the workshop. It's taking place by the end of February. So the dates will be coming soon, but go ahead and join me on the workshop, especially for the folks that have been laid off. Of course, guys, if you just want to work with me one-on-one and not do it in a workshop, you can go to mentorshelly.com/consultations and we will work one-on-one in with your career plan to get things moving in the direction of your new career path or continuing on the one you're in. Guys, I'm always here to help you. If you have questions, just general questions, you go to mentorshelly.com/contact where you can leave a voicemail or an email message. I'm more than happy to return your voicemail or email within 24 hours. I want to make sure you have what you need so you can become a better version of yourself professionally. Do not let this layoff be the death of you, but let it be the break or the the change that creates new life in your business, in your career, and in your life. Guys, take care. You have a good one. Bye.